Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
And good morning to Melissa. Is it Melissa Rocky?
It's Melissa Rocky. Good morning.
Hi, Melissa Rocky. How are you?
I'm doing well.
We wanted to salute you because of Footprints to Recovery. It's an organization that you're very passionate about, and you're an alumni of the same, I understand.
No, I'm not actually an alumni, but I have been in the field of working with addictions and mental health for almost 15 years.
Ah, I apologize. So that's my confusion. So explain what Footprints does.
Recovery is a group of addiction care centers across the country that work with people, mostly adults, that are struggling with substance abuse problems and other co-occurring mental health problems. So we have programs that they come to for the day and learn their clinical skills. And then we also, in some of our areas, have supported living for them to practice those skills before they return back to their lives as healthy adults.
What scope are we looking at here as far as the spectrum of conditions?
So addictions as a whole, so it could be alcohol, drug. We know that there's a huge opioid epidemic going on right now. So folks that are challenged with that, as well as, you know, the co-occurring mental health disorders, depression, anxiety, anything that's really going on for them, we're interested in, you know, walking that journey with them and getting them onto the path of recovery and, you know, having them live in their best lives.
What is it about recovery that's so difficult? My brother, I've just spoken about this at his, with his permission many times. He is recovering and is now 16 years sober, and very proud of him. But I mean, we're talking about seven different rehab stints before it finally took.
Sure. I think a big part of that is something that we're taking on as maybe Mental Health Awareness Month is the stigma attached to substance abuse issues and mental health. So many people don't quite understand it. They don't know the facts, and there's so much shame and fear, which then the folks who are struggling feel so alone in it. So I think that's one of the huge issues, that the more that we encourage people to get the help, make them more than their diagnosis. You know, if someone has a broken leg, it doesn't mean that they're broken. They just have a broken leg.
Good point.
So, you know, it's to never to reduce people to their diagnosis, to know the facts, to educate, and most of all, support people. Everyone deserves to be treated with dignity and respect, and to not minimize or dramatize, but encourage them to get the treatment that they need and deserve. We all have stuff that shows up for us, and if we're supported and loved on, it's easier for those people to get the recovery and the health that they need quicker.
What I think, Melissa, is something that's important is the co-occurring mental health issues that come along with it. Sometimes people want to not be alcoholics or addicted to drugs, but they have to learn how to address the mental health side of things in order to have the strength to be able to make the decisions to no longer drink or be on drugs. And that can take a long time to get a hold of, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, no one grows up and says, I think I'll be an alcoholic or I think I'll be depressed. Mm-hmm. You know, as, you know, medicine and science, we actually see that brains are different, that there's a hereditary component to this. So the more that we educate people and the more that we support people and, you know, have them work on all these areas and realize that they aren't just depression, they aren't just their, you know, alcoholism. But you're absolutely right. Sometimes, you know, it's a lot easier to work on your depression when you're sober than, you know, trying to do it when you're not. So, but these are people trying to figure out how to get through life. And a lot of times we don't pick the best coping skills. So it's educating folks on different ways of managing that anxiety or that depression and working through it and not turning to substances or alcohol or things like that.
What is a really good day at work for you? Like at the end of a really good day at work, what do you feel like you've gotten, you've accomplished?
Well, the best thing about my job is I never have the same day twice, so I have a lot of really good days.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
I think, yeah, a really good day is knowing that We've done everything we can to help people and educate people, and sometimes that's really hard. I like to call us hope holders. It's the best part of my job, but also the hardest part at times. So I think the best part of my day is knowing that I get to hold the hope that it can be different for people, and that we get to do that together as a team and offer something different and hopefully save some lives.
Well, Melissa Rocky, I think it's clear you're the most valuable person on the planet.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, and with it being Mental Health Awareness Month, we're doing a few things. Tomorrow we're actually going to be down by the Bean passing out ribbons and info cards to help reduce stigma for mental health awareness. So we're excited to get out there, and we're going to be doing that across the country, you know, Chicago, Denver, and Philadelphia. So I'm excited for us to get out there and do a little bit of grassroots and educate people to help reduce that stigma, because we know that that is what will help more people get the help they need. And then next week, I'm really proud. We have opened our recovery home in Elgin, Illinois. So we have an open house on Tuesday. Everyone's invited to come out and see what a day looks like for us.
I'm looking forward to all of that on behalf of you. Thank you for doing it. And here's the deal. You can't walk off cancer. You can't walk off heart disease. You can't walk off any major condition, and you can't walk off depression. You don't snap out of it. And that's the stigma we're talking about. Let's all accept it for what it is. Give it the respect in treatment and research that we need to do to help make everybody better, including me.
Yeah, and, you know, we're inviting everybody. We have a pledge on our website to help reduce stigma. So if folks want to go to footprintstorecovery.com and sign that pledge as one step to help reduce that stigma, you know, that's one little thing that we can all do. And if you see us walking around in lime green shirts downtown tomorrow, stop by and get yourself a ribbon.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
That's Melissa Rocky.
Our MVPP.
Sponsored by MegaPros and make it fun to get stuff done. Oh, and by the way, there was a technical problem for a period of time with the Let It Be Us website the other day. That's all fixed up now, so if you didn't get a chance to make a donation, I hope you will today. I sponsored some people for the walk. You can still get in for their walk this weekend. Go to letitbeus.org. Help in any way you can. Let It Be Us, inspiring foster care adoptions and fostering to adoption. We can be better at that, and we will be in no small part because of what Let It Be Us does as well. Man, that MVPP shows off good people.
Yeah.